Good afternoon, everyone. This is Radley Sports Talk Show, the one and only Radley Sports Talk Show, coming live in Boston. Today, we're going to be focusing on the Boston Celtics and the Golden State Warriors today. They play at 3:30 today. It should be an exciting matchup between these two teams. These two teams have been playing at a high level consistently, with the Boston Celtics still in the merge of trying to win a championship. You know, Boston fans, we got Kristaps Porzingis, we got Jrue Holiday, we got Derek White. We just got too many weapons on inside and out the court. And with that being said, this team beat us a couple years ago just by the strength in numbers. But, you know, Steph Curry and Klay Thompson still at it. Draymond Green still at it, trying to fight for a spot in the playoffs. But it's, you know, it's still kind of early. But we will see who would come on top today. Today's game is going to be in Boston. It should be an exciting one. I think the game is going to be a three-point game. I think the games are going to be close and everything. But we will see who comes on top. It depends on, like, how they play at a high level and everything like that. They should be able to. And it should be an exciting one. I think the final score will be 107-104. Yeah, so maybe a 107-104, I'm thinking. Yeah, three-point game. And we will see. One of the things I'm looking at today's matchup is the defense's upgrade between Kristaps Porzingis and Jrue Holiday and the team, and how they're able to, you know, make their shots. Because remember, before, a couple years ago when they made it to the NBA Finals, they just kept shooting the three ball. They got to stop doing that and just go drive to the basket, because that's what's important. They got to drive to the basket and just see how to, like, you know, play at a high level, potentially, and just make these runs. You know, it's one of those things where the Boston Celtics can't play on Golden State's level, but they have to play their own game, you know? You know what I mean? Like, they got to play at their high level of expectation and do what they have to do every single game, you know? Take it one game at a time and figure out, like, how to spread the floor between players and everything like that. So it should be a good one. It should be a great fought battle between these good teams that made it to the NBA Finals a couple years ago. But one of the things I'm looking at with this matchup is how does Steph Curry's injury affect his game today? That's the biggest question the whole world is asking. Is because he had an injury coming into this game, but will he be at 80%, 100%, maybe 35%, or will he play? I think he's playing today's game at 3:30, but it's the factor of, will he perform at a high level and on this court, NBA court today in Boston? This is the most important game because, you know, Golden State, you know what they're capable of doing with their players and their key players they have on their end. This is going to feel like one of those battles where it's going to be like bragging rights and everything on the line for today. So they just got to put everything that they have and play at a high level consistently. And it's going to be a good battle. It's going to be a good battle, a good test for Boston to see if they could beat the top dog Warrior team. Right now, they're not looking too at top, but, like, they're still a decent team. And still kind of early in the playoffs. But with the Boston Celtics, they're on a 10-game winning streak right now, the Boston Celtics. And they've won 10 games in a row. And that's due to, like, playing defense and playing offense and doing all the little things on and off the court, which is pretty good to see, man. The Boston Celtics this year's bench is deep. And it's just, like, they're players that, like, they want to win, bro. And when you want to win on a team consistently and you work day in and day out for what you've done to be successful, you're bound to have greatness in your team because you're just performing at a high level. I'm looking at that team that was 45-12 recently. I saw on a Facebook post where they're 45-12, where it was a picture between Paul Pierce, Ray Allen, Rajon Rondo, and Kevin Garnett, and how they won the championship in 2008. And I'm looking at this Boston Celtics squad in 2024. They could do the same thing. The only thing that's going to hurt them is themselves. They got to play, perform at a high level consistently. They've got a ball movement. They got to not take as much threes. Switch it up a little bit. If you have to drive to the basket, drive to the basket. If not, take a jump shot or go to the free throw line. Those are one of the things they got to look towards as the season progresses. And they have to know that, like, at the end of the day, they're trying to win a championship. And that's the whole objective of everything. These are why Brad Stevens made the moves that he wanted to do. It probably didn't make sense to a lot of people, but now it's starting to make sense for me. Because those are big upgrades and accolades on a team, which is good. But with that being said, with those players added on to this team, it makes this team so much better. And like they're right now, they're like in first place, consistently doing what they have to do every single night or in game. So this is going to be a challenge for the Boston Celtics, but I think they're up to the task to handle anything that comes their way. They'll end up winning this game, but it's going to be a hard-fought battle between these two teams yet again. We meet again, Golden State. So with that being said, we'll continue to see this game and how it plays out. Check it out, 3:30 today. And we will see who could come on top. And yeah, just watch the game, enjoy the game on Sunday, because it's going to be a good one, a good battle. With the New England Revolution, man, one of those teams where you think they're going to, they win a game. They lost to Toronto FC 3-0 the first game. It was a tough battle, but they didn't end up 3-1. Varane got a red card. It's one of those things where, like, you got to control your emotions no matter what in a game. Even if the team itself feels like they're going to not win that game, but you still have to control your emotions. They ended up losing 3-1. But they're playing again today against, they're playing again today at 2 o'clock. So it should be a good battle between the New England Revolution, man. They should come back. I know they're playing in the Qualifiers Cup tournament. So it's looking pretty good for them. They beat this team in the Qualifying Cup 3-0, which is pretty good to see. They advance to the next round. They play on Wednesday again to see if they could put their talents ahead of them to win another game on the leg one at Gillette. So we will see who will come on top, but the Revolution just got to play composed, do their thing, control their emotions out there, and just play at a high intensity. Passing the ball, moving without the ball, you know, movement without the ball is a key factor in this game. Finding players open and moving without the ball to make it a better situation for the midfielders and the strikers as they're playing the game. Movement off the ball, even when you don't have the ball. You look at players like Haaland, for example. Haaland's not the fastest person on the pitch. But I know Haaland does these three or four dribbles, but then takes a shot. He has a nasty, like a great finish, but like also to movement off the ball. It's pretty impressive. Same with like people like Kylian Mbappe. But those are different players. We know we got Messi on Inter Miami, who's 5-0 right now in this tournament, and also doing amazing. Scored 2 goals yesterday, winning 5-0 against Orlando FC. You know what Messi's capable of doing in MLS. And that's just normal of, like, normal of him to do that, because he's been successful for so many years and done it in Barcelona, and he's doing it in MLS again at the end of his career. But with that being said, you know, it's one of those things where players like that at a high level who play consistently like that, is just one of the amazing things. And what David Beckham has done with this Inter Miami team and players, man, they built like a chemistry where camaraderie, where they could, you know, play with each other, continue to play with each other as if they're playing in the backyard football outside of their house or something. They've been playing for a long time. Remember these Barcelona years with Jordi Alba, Luis Suarez, Messi, and all of them. So David Beckham definitely knows what he's doing with these players, man. And it's pretty smart that he made a team and brought these players in. And, you know, one of the things with that is just, like, that's what you call a business-minded person. You know, one of those things where you're able to pick up the top players in each league. Like, what Saudi Arabia is doing with all these players, paying them lots of money to come down to Saudi Arabia and playing for their team. It's just amazing to see. But, you know, that's just the way some people are, you know. They just want to win. And they got to get the job done with the best players they have. It's kind of like a dream team. Like, you're playing FIFA 24 or something. You're playing Ultimate Team and you're getting the best cards possible in the game. And you're playing to win, right? Exactly. So, similar to that, but this is the real world stuff with these players that are playing at a high level. And with that being said, for this Cambridge Warriors right now, the basketball team, intramural basketball team for Special Olympics, we are 6-0 right now. We have a game on Saturday, this Saturday, March 9th, at the Wood Den, Pembroke, Massachusetts. Our first game's at 8 o'clock and 10 o'clock. We will be ready for both games. This is to go 8-0 and keep the undefeated streak alive. Between the last game, we won both games and we were in Providence, Rhode Island. So we'll continue to play at a high level and consistency as we get towards the weekend. And so with that being said, everybody, you know, we're 6-0. And it's happy to be, keep winning and keep doing our thing. And with that being said, everyone, this is the one and only host, Riley Sports Talk Show. Good luck to the Revolution. Good luck to the Boston Celtics. I'll be watching. And good luck, everybody. Everybody, take care. Have a blessed Sunday. Peace.